Hello, hello, everyone. Blessings. Amanda Grace here with you. We are live. I'm just moving my microphone in more so you can hear me. Hello to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. Welcome, welcome. We are very happy to have you here. Wappinger Falls, New York. Wow. That's in Dutchess County. That's in the county I'm in. So hello, hello. Wow. You never see Wappingers on here. That was pretty cool. Okay. Hello to everybody here in Montana. Let's see. Alaska. Hello in Alaska. Delaware. Rotterdam, Netherlands. Wow. Welcome. Michigan, Ontario, Florida, Kansas, California. There's so many of you jumping on. Hello, hello. We're very happy to have you. Oh my goodness. Hold on just a second though, guys, because this microphone has been giving me problems since we transferred it to this side, and I want to make sure it is not going to fall off while we're doing this. Okay. I think we're good. We did not want to have a faux pas. Oh my goodness. Could you imagine if the microphone just came crashing down in the middle of the live? I'd just be holding it the whole time. So welcome, welcome to everybody jumping on, and to our moderators and Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Okay. We have quite a bit to get into tonight. It's going to be interesting for sure, because there are just things that keep on happening that they are connected. Sometimes they don't seem connected on the surface, but they are connected. And so we're going to get into that. But when I'm going to open up in prayer, we have a couple of announcements, and we're going to talk about this fiery portrait and the year of the dragon and how this is all seems to be converging on a world stage and coming together. So let's open up in prayer and we shall get into it. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise through your precious holy name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, your power become more in our lives. Father, we just humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, forgive us of every way we've sinned and fallen short in you, Lord. Father, we just thank you. Your mercies are new every single day. Lord, we acknowledge you sent your son Jesus Christ to the earth, Yeshua HaMashiach, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He set us free. He reconciled us back to you, Lord. He rose again in 3 days, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful, righteous place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate before your throne, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we invite your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the presence of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to fill this place, Father God. Lord, I just ask that your power goes forth mightily, Lord, that it saturates, Father God, the atmosphere, Lord, that your authority goes forth, that your truth goes forth, Father God. Lord, help us to focus right now on what you have to say, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, go before us tonight, Lord, in Jesus' name. Fill me with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority come forth in Jesus' name. Lord, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, we most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father. You deserve all the glory, honor, and praise, Father God. You certainly are, Father God, Almighty God, Adonai, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Father. There is none like you. With every breath we take, Lord, is because of you. Every breath we take, we are the dust of the earth without you, Lord. And we just honor that before you this day, Father, as we go forth in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you jumping on for tonight. This might be a part one for tonight, because if more happens here, we might have to do a part two, but at least we'll talk about what I already have to talk about tonight. And then if there's something else that comes of it, we will certainly go forth with that. So hello to everybody that was jumping on during prayer. So happy to have you. We have a few announcements. First, what I'm going to do first, though, before the announcement, so just a couple. We have a video of Toby. You know that video they used to show of men and women running in slow motion, and they play that piano music, that marathon music in back of it? Well, we have a video of Toby running in complete slow motion here at the Ark. So we'll play it for you now. Here it comes. There he is. Cue that marathon music, because this is what it looks like. Here he is. Toby, our older boy, just having himself a fabulous, fabulous time out on his longer daily walk. Sometimes getting Toby outside can be a chore, but it was a nice day, so he's very much enjoying himself. Also, our social media platforms. We're going to put them up for you. If you could like and subscribe to them, as you can see on Rumble, we're at Ark of Grace Ministries. YouTube, we're Ark of Grace Ministries as well. Facebook, we're Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. We are Ark of Grace 88 on Instagram. On X, we are at Amanda Grace _AOG. On TikTok, we are at Ark of Grace Ministries. So you can find us on TikTok and Telegram as well. We are at Ark of Grace Ministries. So if you can go on, like, and subscribe, we would greatly appreciate it, and share these broadcasts as well. Also, we have an event coming up in August. George Magazine is having their George Live event. I am going to be there speaking. So it's going to be at Hot Springs National Park in Arkansas, August 10th and 11th. We are looking very forward to it. You can go to georgemagazinelive.com, use promo code GRACE, and you get 15% off your tickets. So I'm very honored they asked me to be a part of this event. My precious friend Donna Clement is part of this event as well. And so we're looking very forward to going to Arkansas in August. Actually, that is about a week before my birthday. So my birthday is August 19th. So we're going to be there about a week before my birthday. And we're looking very forward to it. Okay, so let's get up what we're going to talk about tonight. I see these things happening sometimes, and I go, you can't be serious. But given this window we're in, you know, we were in the first 39-day window between Purim and Passover, and then we entered the 50-day window between Passover and Shavuot, where the Jews were given the law at Mount Sinai. It doesn't really surprise me. I mean, we were expecting quite a bit to happen in this window, in these two windows, and it most definitely has. This second window ends about June 11th, which is Shavuot. So, something has been all over the internet, and it is this fiery portrait of Prince Charles. So we'll put it up for you. We have a couple shots for you. Here's one shot of this fiery portrait. Yep, there's the close-up. Keep that in mind, that butterfly. We're going to circle back on that butterfly. But here it is. And basically, the headlines, you know, read, King Charles' first official portrait since coronation is unveiled, painted by Jonathan Yeo. The first official painted portrait of King Charles III since his coronation has been unveiled at Buckingham Palace. It's interesting because you start seeing words within a word. And within the word coronation, you have the word corona, rat, and nation. So just keep this in mind. But within the word coronation, you have the word corona, you have the word rat, and you have the word nation. Now, I'm going to show you this because this same artist, and we will circle back to this in a bit, but this same artist painted a picture of George Bush. Oh, Jonathan Yeo, it looks like a fractured mask. It looks like a man wearing a fractured mask. So just keep this in mind. We're going to circle back to this, but the same artist that did King Charles' portrait did this. Now, we're going to put this up too for a moment for you because we're going to circle back to this one also. But if you remember, Obama had a portrait done by a different artist, right? He's in an antique chair, and to me, it looks like he's hiding behind a bush. So it looks like he's hiding behind, to me, an enormous hedge. Some people might say he's in front of the hedge. I think he's probably hiding behind the hedge. So just keep that, those two in mind. We're going to circle back, but we're going to go to this portrait of King Charles because there's more than meets the eye here, because it looks like a man engulfed in flames, right? Even being called a storm of crimson. Now, they're calling it a storm of crimson. You might just want to keep crimson tide. I'm going to type this live here for you. Crimson tide in mind. Okay, so just keep that in mind, crimson tide. Now, it looks like a man. This portrait, we could put it back up even to show everyone, looks like a man that's in the fiery flames of Sheol or Hades. Like, honestly, he looks like he is engulfed in a fiery storm. And this is how this portrait comes out amidst his cancer battle and his very fractured relationship with his son, Harry, and Princess Kate being completely out of the public eye and MIA amidst her own cancer battle. I'm going to say this too. I believe Charles and Kate, now we could double check this, but I think back when C-19 happened, they may have taken some certain inoculations, perhaps. You may want to look into that, but that might have happened. And suddenly, as you notice, like these companies like AstraZeneca are pulling all this off the market now, if you notice, and we'll talk about that another time, but that's happening as well right now in this 50-day period. Okay. So this fiery portrait comes out in very close proximity to the clock Big Ben freezing the first day of Passover 2024, right? So first day of Passover, Big Ben in London freezes. It stops. And simultaneously, almost, horses from the Household Cavalry break loose in the streets of London, and one of them is stained red, like part of their body is covered in blood from hitting a bus, the horse that was called Vita. And so this portrait is unveiled after these events happen. And remember, I kept saying, when Ben stops, Judah begins, right? Saul was from the tribe of Benjamin. When Saul the Benjamite stopped, when that kingship was over, Judah, the reign of Judah, David, who was far younger than Saul, began. Okay, I want to show you this too, because this is going to tie to the dragon. This Facebook post that was put up. And we'll talk about the year of the dragon in a moment. Okay, so somebody took these two portraits and put them side by side. And do you see that creepy looking face in the middle? I mean, you can't miss it. It's literally right there. So these two portraits were put side by side, and you've got this face in the middle. Now, first off, I have to say, looking at the portrait like this, his hands look like they're covered in blood. Like, it just is so red on his hands, looking at the portrait this way. I don't think that's a coincidence, but I'll digress on that. Secondly, that face in the middle, right? People are saying, oh my goodness, this face looks demonic, but I'm going to tell you what else this face looks like. This face looks like a dragon. Now, how is that? Well, I'm going to show you an image. All right. That is one of the nicest pictures of a dragon I could find. Like, honestly, there were horrors out there I would never show. But there's the dragon. Now let's look at the face again. And let's look at the dragon again. It looks pretty similar, I gotta say. I mean, definitely looks like a fiery dragon in the middle. Now keep that in mind, because we're going to go into the year of the dragon in a minute. There's no mistake, this portrait has come out when it has come out. But I'm going to read to you some prophetic excerpts here that have to do with what's going on. So December 2nd, 2021, royal families around the earth shall feast on gall as they have encouraged others to ingest, inject, and inhale such corrupted particles, as the molecule has been corrupted and darkness and destruction has been inserted into its mainframe, into its nucleus. And now they shall receive the fullness of what they misled others to do. You shall see a string of events affect multiple royal families in close proximity, says the Lord. You shall see a string of events affect multiple royal families in close proximity, says the Lord. Well, we see that definitely in England with what's going on with Charles and Catherine right now. And I believe there's other royal families in the earth right now that this is going on with. But we're going to go to a couple of other excerpts to kind of shed more light on this. But August 1st, 2023. And says the Spirit of the Lord, this day, England shall find clarity in this hour. They shall emerge as a voice of reason amid confusion. A serious attempt on the prince's life shall throw their royal family into turmoil. An investigation shall ensue, causing even the parliament to question their practices. Now, this could have been when Harry and Meghan claimed about the attempt on their life. This could have been it, but. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, remember Joseph, who was in prison based on fabricated truths. He endured imprisonment for a season. Recall this, my children. At the appointed time, he was released and elevated to lead Egypt. He protected the land from famine. Remember this, for it has been spoken. Joseph performed remarkable feats in prison that paved the way for his eventual freedom and leadership. Now, what's interesting about these two paragraphs going together is the Lord is talking about when these events happen in England, that this Joseph event might happen in close proximity, perhaps in England or another nation. Okay, so just keep that in mind. Now, May 6, 2024, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the horses are running, horses broken loose, and it is a sign of what is to break loose in those nations. America and England, says the Lord, the rearranging of points on the crown. This is before this portrait came out. The rearranging of points on the ground, Big Ben shall once again sound, as the tares have come up with the wheat, and now many have been afflicted by such. Repent, says the Lord, repent for the sparing of your lives, says the Lord, for the royal family of England is being weighed in this hour and judged. The Jacob and Esau feud with two brothers shall take an unexpected turn, as a wife goes rogue once again and reveals what has been hidden and said behind the walls of Buckingham, says the Lord. For I am sifting England, says the Lord, and its leaders. I am sifting it and allowing a shaking not seen in decades to occur, to wake up the people, to renew their hearts back to me, that's capitalized, the Lord their God, and revive, capital, their nation, says the Lord. Now, The Jacob and Esau feud with the two brothers shall take an unexpected turn. Now, we're going to get into this in a few moments here, but recently there was a position given to William that would have been Harry's. And this may cause things to take this unexpected turn, and we will talk about that in a minute. But when it talks about America and England, the rearranging of points on the crown. Okay, so what's happening is an indication of what's going to break loose in those nations. And Big Ben will once again sound because the tares have come up with the wheat. And they talked about the points being rearranged on the crown. Now, this is before this portrait comes out. This is before this word, this portrait comes out. Now, let's go to the year of the dragon to tie this together. In February 2024 on the Chinese calendar, they entered the year of the dragon. 2024 is the year of the wood dragon. Okay, that's what they call it, the year of the wood dragon. Yeah, you see, this is what the Chinese go by. Now, I'm not telling you to subscribe to that at all, but I'm saying the enemy works in cycles, and how this goes with this Chinese comparing animals to a year, the enemy tends to work within that cycle, okay? So, the dragon is the fifth animal in the 12-year cycle, okay? So, it's a 12-year cycle. The enemy works in this cycle, and the dragon came after the rabbit. If you remember, it was the year of the rabbit in 2023. So the dragon comes after the rabbit, but before the snake, okay? So keep in mind, the rabbit was in 2023. They are prey animals. They are also experimental. Now remember, the enemy works in cycles. Works in cycles. This is a 12-year cycle. By no accident, because biblically 12 has to do with government and rule. However, this is a warning now that 2025 on their calendar is the year of the snake. It is the year of the green wood snake. That is what it is on the Chinese calendar. The year of the green wood snake. So snakes tend to hide until they have to come out to feast. And that will happen January 29th, 2025. Not long after what could be an inauguration, okay, in the United States. So not long after what could be an inauguration in the United States, China will enter the year of the snake. Okay, now back to the dragon. In Revelation 16, verses 13 through 16, this is where the dragon in detail is mentioned. Okay, so to give you a biblical reference of where a dragon is mentioned biblically and the activities surrounding it, it's in Revelation 16, verses 13 through 16. And it says, "And I saw coming out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, three unclean spirits like frogs. For they are spirits of demons, performing signs which go out to the kings of the whole world to gather them together for the war of the great day of God the Almighty. Behold, I am coming like a thief. Blessed is the one who stays awake and keeps his clothes so that he will not walk about." It says, "We will not walk about naked, and men will not see his shame." And they gathered them together to the place which in Hebrew is called Har-Mageddon. Okay. Coming out of the mouth of the dragon. What comes out? Okay, so in Revelation, what comes out of the mouth of the dragon and the beast? right? Unclean spirits that looked like frogs, that were spirits of demons, that were meant to go out and perform signs and go out and try to gather the kings of the whole world together for war. Okay, so this is the role in Revelation of the dragon. Now that's Revelation. What else comes out of the mouth of the dragon? Fire. Fire comes out of the mouth of a dragon. A destructive fire. They are flying serpents. So dragons are really flying serpents. Prince Charles is engulfed in red fiery flames here. While it's the year of the dragon. Now, just to note quick, the Chinese flag also is red. I mean, the whole flag is red. So that's something else just to quickly note. There it is in all of this. So just keep that in mind. Because the dragon is getting ready to rear up. This is what this is pointing at as well. The dragon is getting ready to rear up. Now, February 19th, 2024, in an excerpt from a word from the Lord, this is what it says. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, watch the Sea of Japan for contention to be stirred up, as Japan will have to stand up to a fiery dragon, thirsty for more resources and territories of an oceanic nature. The dragon thinks the world is hyper-focused on Israel and Russia and Ukraine, and it shall fly over to attempt in advance. However, that fire shall be squelched as the dragon sputters and gasps for air, for it will go too high too quick and will have to be brought low, says the Lord. Now, there is an interesting biblical connection to this, because the Torah.com has an article, what is the biblical flying serpent? Okay, and there's a picture. They show a picture of it also. Several biblical and non-biblical texts describe encounters with flying venomous snakes in the Sinai and Arabian deserts. Egyptian iconography helps clarify what is being pictured. So in Numbers 21, it speaks of this when the Jews are in the wilderness, right? So this is where we encounter. It's also in Isaiah. I'll read it to you. There's two parts in Isaiah it's in. But Numbers 21, verses 6 through 8 says, and the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people. And much people of Israel died. Therefore, the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he taketh away the serpent from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. This symbol, the Nehushtan, is similar to the ancient Greek rod of Asclepius, except Asclepius was the false god, right? Having to do with healing and medicine in the Greek culture. Now, in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 29, it says, do not rejoice, all you of Philistia, because the rod that struck you is broken. For out of the serpent's root will come a viper, and its offspring will be a fiery flying serpent. Isaiah 30, verse 6, the burden against the beasts of the south, through a land of trouble and anguish, from which came the lioness and the lion, the viper and the fiery flying serpent. They will carry their riches on the backs of young donkeys and their treasures on the humps of camels, to a people who shall not profit. So in these three instances in scripture, these fiery flying serpents, okay, are mentioned, which are very similar to dragons, being it is the year of the dragon, and now being Prince Charles' portrait has come down engulfed in flames. Now, serpents and dragons operate very similar in the sense that they're both predatory, they're both cunning, and from their mouths come forth a substance that stings and burns. It's meant to harm. From their mouths, harm is meant. Harm is intended for their prey. So in the same year of the dragon, after Big Ben freezes and horses run through London covered in blood on Passover. Now remember, Pharaoh wore this headdress that had a rearing serpent on it. So just keep that in mind too, because these horses are running through London covered in blood on Passover. This portrait is unveiled after all this happens. And I think this is a portrait of judgment, whether the artist wants to recognize that or not. This is a portrait of a coming judgment upon the royal family if they do not repent. In the fiery furnace. In the furnace of affliction, which is what the royal family is going through right now. And you need to pray for them to truly come to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, because they need it. It is unusual that an artist would portray a king in all red like this, and looks like he's engulfed in flames. They called it a crimson storm. Like I said, remember Crimson Tide. Remember that right now. Crimson Tide. In fact, very fast here for you, I'm going to look up Crimson Tide. And no, I'm not talking about Roll Tide college football, although I'm sure we could spark an enormous debate between Alabama State and their rivals. But we're not talking about that kind of Roll Tide. But Roll Tide to our viewers out there. Okay. I'm talking about the movie Crimson Tide. Now, I'm going to give you the synopsis of the movie, which is from 1995. American submarine action thriller film directed by Tony Scott. The film focuses on a clash of wills between the seasoned commanding officer of a nuclear missile submarine and his new executive officer, arising from conflicting interpretations of an order to launch their missiles. The story parallels a real incident during the Cuban Missile Crisis. So, and in it, you have the president, the Russian president, and the captain of the nuclear submarine, all embroiled, Denzel Washington's character is trying to stop the brink of nuclear disaster from happening, because I think they had orders to launch this nuclear missile at a Russian sub or at Russia, or it was something to that degree, but Russia was heavily involved in that movie. Russia as well happens to have a flag that is covered in red. So that is another one, because you see Russia and China right now being pushed together, right? You see the dragon and the hammer being pushed together right now and being driven even more into agreement. So the fact that the King of England comes out in a portrait engulfed in red may point out what he's doing behind the scenes with these two nations as well. Now, the butterfly. This is interesting because it's a monarch butterfly, right? In flames, in the red, trying to come near Charles. And Charles isn't paying any attention to the butterfly, if you notice. So in the picture, the butterfly is coming near Charles. Charles is paying no attention to it. He's acting like it's not even there. Okay. Now, butterflies are migratory. They leave and they come back and they leave and they come back. They migrate from the U.S. to Mexico and back. So really, the migratory pattern of monarch butterflies, they migrate from the U.S. to Mexico and back. I do not believe they have a migratory pattern in England. So I do not believe monarch butterflies have a migratory pattern in England like they do between the U.S. and Mexico. However, who migrated to the United States and has now come back to England, where he tried to come closer to King Charles and was denied? It was Harry. Harry is migratory. Harry's the migratory one, okay? And here's the article that says, King Charles gives Prince Harry slap in the face with announcement after refusing to see his son. Prince Harry was hit with two major blows during his return, migratory, to the UK, just after learning that he would not be able to see his father due to the king's busy schedule. Buckingham Palace announced on Wednesday that Harry's brother, Prince William, will be made Colonel in Chief of the Army Air Corps. The Prince of Wales is succeeding King Charles III as head of the regiment. So, remember that prophecy too, the younger shall advise the older? I believe this has to do with this too, because now the younger is taking over the role that King Charles should have. And now you've got William taking over as Colonel in Chief of the Army Air Corps. The younger is advising the older. So I think that prophecy has to do with multiple families. However, the butterfly that's come into the crimson storm or crimson flames near Charles and getting burned is Harry. That's Harry. He's coming near, he's getting burned. He migrates back and forth. He migrates by the earth, then he migrates, comes near, gets burned. Now, keep that in mind, because that butterfly was totally out of place and I could not figure out why a butterfly would be put in there other than it's called a monarch butterfly. And then it came to me about butterflies being migratory and what their migratory patterns are. Okay. And they go based on what's favorable to them, whether that's favorable to them. So they kind of migrate based on that. Now, knowing this, let's go back to the portraits of Bush and Obama for a moment. Okay, so there he is in his antique chair hiding behind a bush. And then we have there the fractured mask. That's what I call this, the fractured mask, because look at it. It looks like literally it has been placed over his face and it is completely fragmented and fractured. So you have a fractured Bush that looks like he is wearing a fractured mask done by the same artist that did Charles's Crimson Storm, Crimson Flames, King Charles portrait. And you have a portrait of Obama. So you got a fractured Bush, and then you have a portrait of Obama hiding behind a bush, right? Kind of, I call it hiding behind a bush, hiding behind a hedge, sitting on an antique wood chair. So the chair is in the bush. Chair is kind of in the bush that Obama sits on. And that hedge, that bush, that's been helping to protect him is about to get a serious pruning. So that bush that has helped to protect him is about to now get a very serious pruning. I'm not a fan of modernist art either, but given what's coming out now, we should talk about it. Okay. So that's about to get a very serious pruning. So you've got a crimson storm overtaking Charles, right? Or flames overtaking Charles. You have a fractured bush and you have an Obama trying to hide in the bush. Okay. Just to sum it up for you. Yeah. The burning bush prophecy. Yep. The burning bush. I'm going to actually read the burning bush prophecy. So that is coming up in just a moment. All right. May 24th, 2021. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, a bridge shall collapse. Pray, my children, pray. Now, this is why I think this prophecy was talking about the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And the next line is what tells me it might have been. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, a bridge shall collapse. Pray, my children, pray. And a major road in London, one that has made headlines before, there shall be an incident. So a bridge shall collapse, and there shall be an incident in a major road in London. Now, this is May 24, 2021. Now, what happens? Francis Scott Key Bridge collapses within, I believe, that 39-day window between Purim and Passover. And those horses that broke loose from the house on Calvary went tearing through the streets in London. So you had to have the bridge collapse first and then the incident on a major road in London. Well, the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed first. And then after that, we see this major incident where you have five horses tearing through the streets of London, something that's never happened before. Now, this is back May 24th, 2021. Okay, so he says, one that has made headlines before, there shall be an incident. He's talking about the road in London. As I, the Lord God Adonai, dig into England's secret ties, and a shocking discovery shall shake up and shift that country yet again. There is much jockeying for position. That's another reference to the horses. Going on, and I, the Lord, shall jostle them and upset their plans, that who's who, WHO is capitalized, is involved in, for they are looking for something more effective in secret, something a bit more rare. As in the country of the eagle, the leadership shall release another scare upon the people, says the Lord of hosts. Expect a mockingbird to be accelerated as they attempt yet another scare. However, this shall cause sections and cornerstones of news networks to crumble and cave, causing quite a fall, says the Lord. So the order of this prophecy is the bridge has to collapse. The incident has to happen in London. The jockeying for position in England has to happen, which is going on right now. And then the country of the eagle, the United States, the leadership releases another scare on the people. That's what we're looking for now. That is the next part coming up here, and expect a mockingbird to be accelerated. So there is the next part that's coming up in this, because the first two parts have now been fulfilled. Okay? So just keep that in mind. March 22nd, 2023. New England, says the Lord, all capitals here. There shall be a New England, there shall, in the area of the Northeast, and there shall be a renewing of England across the ocean, says the Lord. A renewing of England across the ocean. The Parliament shall fall on itself, and a complete overhaul will be needed, as the people in England will become so restless, they will flood the streets demanding change. A sea of people, says the Lord. The fear will turn into a burning desire. The fear will turn into a burning flames, dragon, desire for change, says the Lord. There shall be a renewal out of England and a move of God that will be historic. Watch the timing of such. Now, July 3rd, 2023. Thus says the Lord, and Obama and the race just watch, as well as a burning bush, for they are being drawn back out in this season. That's one of the burning bushes. But then September 25th, 2023, the Yom Kippur word. Thus says the Lord, you shall hear trumpets again, says the Lord. A call for it across your land shall be stirred up once again, for at the trump, that's capitalized, there shall be a turn, a change in direction. The younger shall advise the older, says the Lord. In the midst of this, so in the midst, a burning bush, says the Lord, shall emerge. So the younger shall advise the older. So we're seeing this in two ways. There was a news article that came out that says Barron Trump has started giving his father political advice. Okay? And the news article that just came out that Prince William has now taken over this position. And I'll see if I can find it to get it right. The exact position here that he took over. Let me see here. It might be up here. Let's see. It was like two brothers shall take an unexpected turn. Let me see here. I'm looking for it. Sadie, honey, you have to lay down. Mommy's. Oh, here we go. Okay. By making him colonel in chief of the Army Air Corps. So something that King Charles should be doing, he now has given to William. The younger shall advise the older. So now he is the chief of the Army Air Corps, William. Okay, so he was just named that. So when we go back to this prophecy, and it says the younger shall advise the older, says the Lord, in the midst, a burning bush, says the Lord, shall emerge. Now, the younger shall advise the older could mean Eric also, okay? But we're starting to see this shape up and England follow in tandem of the United States of America. Now, in this prophecy, it had talked about when these things happen, right? The Lord had talked about the bridge collapse and the incident in the streets of London. Then you'd look to the country of the eagle for a scare to be released upon the people and a mockingbird to be accelerated. And it would cause sections and cornerstones of news networks to crumble and cave, causing quite a fall, says the Lord of hosts this day. So America and England, right, are connected in this. You also have the connection that England is part of Europe and the center of religious ideology in Europe is the Vatican in Italy. So just keep that in mind. And on top of this, you have the year of the dragon, as this portrait is unveiled and him being engulfed in this crimson flame, crimson tide, crimson storm. And if you put his two portraits together, if you put King Charles' two portraits together, it really does look like the head of a dragon in the middle. This portrait is also unveiled. There it is. Yep, there it is in the middle right there. This portrait is also unveiled within this 50-day period, this window between Passover and Shavuot, where the Jews at Sinai are given the law. It is also where they erected the golden calf while Moses is up there getting the law. They erect a golden calf and they try to worship it. 50 also has to do, right? Number 50, with Jubilee, right? With the captives being set free, what has been stolen being restored, land being returned to the people. So keep that in mind as well. It is no accident that they have this portrait out, the year of the dragon, amidst everything else that just happened in England. And in the process, as this is all happening, you have the two red nations, Russia and China, right now being brought closer and closer together by Biden's policies. There it is. Yep, that's the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. And then you have the horses. There they are. Yep. Now, to make this even more interesting, the white horse is Vida. See how she's stained in red? Female, I believe. I think Vida is female. White horse is female. Black horse is male. His name is Quaker. Now, this is going to get more interesting in a minute. Quaker means to tremble. Vida means life. Life is to tremble. That is the symbolism of these horses running through the streets of London right now as this portrait comes out of them engulfed in red. To make it even more interesting, there was another horse that broke loose, and his name was Trojan. A Trojan horse. Now, that is by no accident. These things happening are by no accident. And this is why, when these things happen, we have to go back and re-examine biblically what's going on and the shuffle that is happening in the world. Because the two red nations right now are merging. I mean, they're coming together. So it's no mistake that he's engulfed in red, Charles, in this portrait. Given it's the year of the dragon, and given what the royal family has been smeared with, the absolute turmoil it has been smeared with, and this little migratory butterfly that keeps wanting to go near Charles and keeps getting burned. This is all by no accident that this is happening. So be in prayer about this. Test the spirit. Be in prayer. I'm sure we're going to have a part two on this. I am sure this is not the end of this by any stretch, but this is where we are going to end for tonight. Now remember, Egypt had the serpent also. Egypt had that serpent on its head. The Pharaoh, right, wore a headdress that had a serpent on its head. Egypt is lurking around too in the background. You got to watch Egypt right now, but they're lurking around in the background. Okay. And this crimson storm, I believe, also is all the secrets that Charles has attempted to keep under lock and key that are set now in an hour of accountability and exposure to come out like those horses throwing their riders, breaking free and charging through the streets and making a show of it. That's how these secrets that Charles has desperately tried to keep under lock and key, but now he's too weak to do so, are going to come out. This is why it happened on Passover. Because on Passover, Pharaoh was judged. Government officials were judged for what they did against God. So none of this is by any mistake. So keep watch, be in prayer, test the spirit. We will be back on next week. Whatever unfolds next week, we will get back on and talk about it. We'll biblically dive into it as we did tonight as well, because we always have to bring it back to the word. Always. But watch what happens here. It's all connected. So thank you for joining us tonight, for tuning in. We very much appreciate it. We so appreciate all of you coming on and taking the time to be with us. Sadie's hair is flying everywhere. She was on the desk. I was trying to keep her out of camera's view. You know, Sadie's 15 years old. So she's, you know, she's elderly, you know, at this point. Pray for Sadie. So I kind of let Sadie do a little more what she wants, just because, you know, she's up there in years. So I hope you can understand. I hope you can understand that. Okay. Let's put up a couple at the end here of our sponsors. So we're just going to put up MyPillow Mike Lindell. There is Duchess Pig in a Blanket. We love Mike Lindell. We love My Pillow. They are so much more than just pillows. They have amazing slippers, by the way. Towels, bathrobes, sheets. They have amazing dog beds that you see Duchess on. You could go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code ARC. There is your action item. Use promo code ARC to save up to 66% or sometimes more off of all MyPillow products. And we're going to put up one of our newer sponsors. We had Nelson on, last week, I think it was, or the week prior. And we're going to put up Sentry H2O water filtration system. It is a 5-stage under the sink water treatment system. They also have them for your entire home if you're interested. So you can use promo code GRACE10 to save 10%. You could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. Yes, water is coming more and more under scrutiny, I notice. And we have had issues in the past. We have actually had to fix our water over at the other property because the calcium was too high and it could actually cause your pets to get little stones in their bladders, including livestock. So we actually had to make an adjustment with that as well. But water more and more is coming into question in the quality of it. This 5-stage treatment system removes a ton of harmful toxins. And they are wonderful for apartments, homes, and RVs. So you can go once again, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code ARC10. Yeah, prophesy to the water. I like that. Prophesy to the water. It's like prophesy to these bones, right? That's what the Lord told Ezekiel. Prophesy to these dry bones. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We will be back on next week unless something crazy happens over the weekend and I got to go live just kind of like all of a sudden. But otherwise, we will announce we will be back on early next week. We want to encourage you every day to armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Psalm 91, I say it every single day. Psalm 91, and we will get into this more, is one of the... When Satan versus Jesus in the wilderness, that is what the enemy tried to quote with Psalm 91. Let me tell you, there is a lot of power in that psalm, and he knows it. So use it. The word of God is a sword. It is living and active. We are meant to activate it. It is a living, active document that is current for every generation. Don't let them tell you it's not. Also, there's other psalms there, including, I like to add Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, O God. I speak that psalm a lot. It is important for us to keep our heart posture in check as well. Also, Ephesians chapter 1 and 3, not only amazing to read, but there are scriptures in the Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin. I quote those scriptures every day over mine and Chris's lives. And the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. That is fine by me. We should be praying that way too. So I encourage you as well to speak the Lord's Prayer. It's the order to that prayer that is so important. We want to encourage you at the end. We want to encourage you in the word. We want to bring it right back to the word at the end. And this is why we do it. So thank you everyone for joining us. Have a wonderful rest of your night. Have a wonderful evening. And we will be back on early next week. So we will announce. Stay tuned. We love you. Keep the faith. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all
natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rafa today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK.